Today, many consider prenups a modern-day arrangement, but in fact a version of it existed long ago. Take a look at the image on the panel of the man sitting in the chair wearing a hat. This is Shechtel Shechtel. He was just a teenager when he fought in the American Revolution alongside his father Mordecai. They were captured by the British and held as POWs in Antigua. Later, Shechtel Shechtel became a Savannah lawyer and president of Mikvah Israel. He was many things, but not Nellie Bush's cup of tea. You see, she was engaged to marry his older brother, and according to the Torah, obligated to marry Shechtel if his brother should die before the couple could start a family. In biblical times, the new couple's firstborn son would be considered a continuation of the deceased brother's lineage. Fortunately for Nellie, there was an escape clause called the halitza. Although rare, it was usually performed after the death of the husband. But Nellie's displeasure in Shechtel was so great, she petitioned to go through the ritual before getting married. The ritual consisted of Nellie removing a ceremonial shoe from Shechtel's foot and spitting in his direction. This case also contains several items that connect Savannah's Jews to important moments in the history of this nation, such as the Civil War, World War I, and World War II.